Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Meaning of Marriage: Facing the Complexities of Commitment with the Wisdom of God by Timothy Keller, with contributions from Kathy Keller. It is a Christian nonfiction book about marriage, commitment, and relational purpose, drawing on scripture, pastoral experience, and decades of marriage. And Keller argues against common cultural assumptions, such as soulmates, romance as the main foundation of marriage, and the idea that marriage exists mainly for personal fulfillment. Instead, he presents marriage as a covenant designed by God to form both spouses spiritually and to reflect divine love. The book is aimed at a broad readership, including singles, engaged couples, newlyweds, long-married couples, and skeptics who want to understand a biblical account of marriage. Its purpose is not merely to give relationship advice, but to offer a theological framework for marriage that connects commitment, sacrifice, friendship, sexuality, and discipleship. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, marriage as a covenant rather than a contract of personal convenience. A central argument of the book is that marriage should be understood as a covenant, not as a temporary agreement based on present feelings or shifting benefits. Keller contrasts covenant with the modern tendency to treat marriage like a contract, an arrangement that lasts only as long as it remains emotionally satisfying or personally useful. This distinction matters because a covenant creates a stable basis for trust, vulnerability, and long-term growth. In the book's framework, the marriage promise is not a vague emotional pledge, but a concrete commitment that binds two people through changing circumstances. That binding quality is what makes deep intimacy possible, since spouses can reveal weakness, failure, and need without assuming the relationship will collapse. The book, therefore, treats commitment as the precondition for durable love, not the result of it. This theme is one of the book's most important corrections to contemporary thinking, because it shifts the focus from self-protection to faithful endurance and from consumer choice to sacrificial faithfulness. Secondly, why romance alone cannot sustain a Christian view of marriage. Keller does not reject romance, but he insists that romance is an inadequate foundation for marriage if it is treated as the main source of meaning or stability. The book challenges the assumption that a successful marriage depends on finding the right emotional match or preserving intense romantic feeling indefinitely. That assumption is fragile because feelings change, pressure accumulates, and ordinary life exposes limits in both partners. Keller's point is that romance is valuable but insufficient. It cannot bear the full weight of a lifelong union. By placing romance within a larger biblical vision, the book prevents readers from confusing emotional intensity with enduring love. This is also why the book emphasizes friendship, shared purpose, and covenantal faithfulness. Love in marriage is presented as something deeper than attraction. It is a disciplined practice of seeking the good of the other person over time. The result is a more realistic picture of marriage, one that does not deny desire but refuses to make desire the final measure of whether a relationship is worth keeping. Thirdly, marriage as a means of spiritual formation and mutual sanctification. One of the book's most distinctive claims is that marriage is not only about companionship but also about spiritual formation. Keller presents marriage as a context in which each spouse becomes more aware of personal selfishness, fear, pride, and need for grace. This means that conflict is not simply a sign of failure. It can become a setting where character is exposed and transformed. The book frames a difficult marriage as one of God's tools for sanctification, though not in a simplistic way that excuses harm or ignores serious problems. Instead, it argues that ordinary marital life reveals how much growth is required for genuine love. This perspective changes the purpose of marriage from self-expression to mutual service and discipleship. A spouse is not merely a partner in daily life, but also someone through whom God can shape patience, humility, forgiveness, and sacrificial love. That theological logic gives marriage a purpose larger than domestic satisfaction. It also explains why the book speaks to both married and unmarried readers. It interprets marriage not just as a private relationship, but as a spiritual calling with implications for the whole Christian life. Fourthly, biblical teaching on gender, companionship, sex, and divorce. The book uses scripture as its main interpretive framework and develops a set of connected themes around the meaning of male-female partnership, intimacy, and marital boundaries. Keller draws on major biblical passages to argue that men and women are made to complement one another in marriage, not as rivals but as partners whose differences matter. He links this to the idea that marriage is a deep form of friendship, where shared life and mutual understanding are essential. Sexual intimacy is treated as important, but always within the covenant structure that gives it moral and relational meaning. Divorce is addressed as a serious matter because the book sees marriage as a vowed union rather than a reversible preference. At the same time, the discussion is not a simplistic legalism. Keller aims to show how biblical teaching provides both structure and grace. The value of this topic is that it connects several issues readers often separate. Instead of discussing sex, roles, commitment, and separation as unrelated topics, the book treats them as parts of one theological vision. That integrated approach helps readers understand why Christian marriage is not defined by desire alone, but by purpose, responsibility, and faithfulness. Lastly, a book meant for singles, engaged couples, and long-married readers alike, although the subject is marriage. The book is deliberately written for readers at very different stages of life. Keller addresses singles, people preparing for marriage, newlyweds, and long-married couples because the book is meant to reshape expectations before a crisis begins. For singles and engaged readers, it offers a more realistic view of commitment and helps correct romantic idealism before it hardens into disappointment. For married readers, it provides language for understanding struggles, clarifying purpose, and renewing a sense of covenant. The book is also accessible to skeptics because it does not simply assume emotional agreement. It argues for its view through a combination of biblical teaching, cultural critique, and pastoral reasoning. This broad address is important because it makes the book more than a marriage manual. It functions as a theological and practical account of human love under the conditions of ordinary life. Readers do not need to be in marital trouble to benefit from it. In fact, one of its strengths is that it treats marriage as something worth understanding in advance, not only when it becomes difficult. In conclusion, The Meaning of Marriage is best suited for readers who want more than general relationship advice. Christians will find it especially useful as a biblical account of marriage, but it can also speak to engaged couples, married couples facing routine pressures, and singles who want to understand what a serious marital commitment actually means. Its practical value lies in the way it reframes marriage around covenant, friendship, sacrifice, and spiritual growth rather than around emotional satisfaction alone. That makes it useful not only for personal reading, but also for premarital counseling, marriage enrichment, and small group discussion. Compared with many books in the marriage genre, it stands out because it is not built mainly on psychology, self-help technique, or communication strategies. Instead, it offers a theological vision grounded in scripture and shaped by pastoral experience. It is candid about the difficulties of marriage while refusing to reduce those difficulties to mere incompatibility or romantic disappointment. For readers looking for a book that challenges cultural assumptions and gives marriage a deeper moral and spiritual framework, this title remains one of the most influential modern choices in its category. If you would like to support Timothy Keller, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.